North Star Economics of Madison was paid to do this three-month study by Gogebic Taconite, the company which is proposing to build a four-mile-long mine in the Pinoki Mountain Range. It would operate for 35 years. North Star Economics President David Ward says 3,100 construction jobs would be needed for 2 years to build the mine. 700 mining jobs would be created, with up to nearly 6,000 spin-off jobs in the 12-county area.
Businesses are essentially stagnant. So when something like this occurs in a region with the economic problems of this northwest region, you're really going to notice it. The degree of impact here, I've called it a game changer.
Ward says mining companies in southeastern Wisconsin would be tapped for their equipment. North Star did not do an economic impact on the environmental impact of an iron ore mine in a region where fishing and tourism is big, but GTAC President Bill Williams says that's not going to be significant.
We wouldn't do anything that would be a detriment to the surrounding communities. The permitting process is actually the one that goes through and will take a look at it and determine what we're doing is going to be sound or not sound. And if it's not sound, we'll find ways to engineer our way out of it.
Several tribes and environmental groups are watching this proposal closely. Matt Dahlman with the Nature Conservancy says 37 miles of rivers run through the mining area.
We need to be careful with what we do. And at this point, we really don't know what the plan is, and we just know that the area is ecologically pretty unique.
GTAC has not filed an intent to mine or a mining plan. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.